Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Torah on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Chayisara, focuses largely on Eliezer's journey to Haran, to Avraham's original hometown, to find a wife from Avraham's family for Avraham's son Yitzchak. And when Eliezer arrives at the well on the outskirts of the city, he proposes a test to Hashem, and he says that, I don't know who I'm looking for, but the first girl who comes out, whom I ask if she will give me something to drink, and she will reply, I will give you to drink and also to your camels to drink. She is the one whom you have chosen for my master's son, for Yitzchak. And the commentators all point out the idea is that Avraham's home was a home of chesed, of kindness, and thus the girl, the woman, who would be a fitting wife for Yitzchak to enter into this house of chesed, of kindness, would be someone who would go above and beyond regular expectations to perform kindness. Now, let's just pose a basic question over here, and that is, why was it necessary for her to give the camels to drink? Now, the simple answer is that she would only be asked to give Eliezer to drink, and she responds, I'll give you to drink and all of your camels. However, we could have done a more basic thing, because it's clear from the verses that Eliezer had a lot of men with him as well. So why wouldn't it have been sufficient for her to say, I'll give you and all of your men to drink? Why is it necessary for her to give the camels as well? Again, one could just answer that he wanted to see just how far she would go in doing chesed and doing kindness, but I saw a nice approach which I think we can apply over here, and that is that when you do kindness for a human, a human who's alive, so you get feedback, you get something back. We would call it in English, perhaps, in English, in Hebrew, nachas. You get the pleasure of the person's gratitude of the person giving you positive feedback and gratitude that you have given him this act of kindness. However, there are types of kindness which are known as chesed shel emes. This is most prevalent and most noted when it comes to taking care of the dead, because a person who has passed away cannot express any sort of gratitude. And so by taking care of the dead is called a chesed shel emes. It's a true kindness because there is no ulterior motive. You're not going to get anything back from the individual. This person is not here anymore. It's a chesed shel emes. It's a true kindness. And so the idea that I saw, I'm not really sure who wrote this approach, but it's a nice thought, is that when it comes to animals as well, you don't really get any feedback. I know pets like dogs and so on do give you feedback, but not having been around camels all that much, but I imagine that camels are not going to give you the same satisfaction as a dog when you feed it and when you take care of it. They'll probably just spit at you or something like that. So when she gives Eliezer and his men to drink, yes, that's an act of kindness, but she gets that positive feedback, she gets that nachas, because she is doing them a favor and they are going to express gratitude, they are going to feel somewhat beholden to her, she gets that benefit back. It's not proof that it's completely an altruistic act. However, when she goes and gives the camels to drink, that shows an act of altruism because she's not going to get anything back from the camels. True, Eliezer will be grateful that she gave his camels water as well, but certainly the idea is there that that pleasure and that benefit that you get, that positive feedback, is not going to be there for the camels. And this is the true chesed, or at least a truer chesed, than giving people to drink. Now, this comes up quite often in our personal lives. I want to just give one example over here, which is, again, flies in the face, not just of Western thought, but probably even of standard Jewish thought. A fellow once came to the great Brisker Rav, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, who was one of the great Torah leaders of the pre- and immediate post-World War II era. He fled Europe and made it not with his entire family. Only part of his family managed to escape with him. He lost his wife and a number of his children during World War II, but he managed to make his way to the land of Israel with some of his children, and the famed Brisker Yeshivas in Israel are largely to his credit today and are run by his descendants by and large. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was known for cutting to the point, from getting to the point and cutting away all of the exterior and all of the superfluous ideas and getting to the heart and to the point of the matter. And a fellow came to him and related to him that he had gone to visit a relative of his, an older relative, and he was talking with the relative about his children, and this relative said to him, "What benefit do you have from having so many children? What are you going to have? Why do you have so many children? What are you going to have from it? Why do you need to have so many children?" Now, this question could garner many answers. This fellow responded and he said, you know, I have children and I invest in them and I put a lot of effort into them. And one day they will return the favor. They will give me nachas. When I get older, they will take care of me and they will have grandchildren who will give me nachas. So I'm putting in a lot of effort into my children so that I will have nachas from them and I will reap the benefits. And the Rizker Rev responded, that is not a Jewish response. The Jewish response is that one has children and invests in those children in order to be a gomel chesed, in order to perform kindness. And if the kindness is predicated upon what am I going to get back from it, that's not true kindness. Rather, Hashem wants us to give as altruistically as possible. Children, when they are young, don't necessarily give a whole lot of positive feedback when you do kindness for them. On the contrary, you work and you put an effort and you do everything for them, and then they just respond in ways that we really don't appreciate. But the idea is that Hashem made it this way, and Hashem wants us to have children and invest in the children in order that we be able to perform kindness altruistically. I'm not getting anything back right now. True, maybe down the line I will, but that's not the idea. As the Rizker Rev told this young man, that the idea is not what am I going to get out of it. That's not the point of kindness. On the contrary, the point of kindness is I'm doing a favor even though I won't get anything out of it. That is true kindness. That is chesed shel emes. I hope you enjoyed this message and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.